Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, 6:48 here on this Thursday morning. Now, three big things. Sedgwick County Commission approves a renewable energy plan. No big wind farms will be allowed in the county.
Two.
Wichita's Interest Bank Arena reports a profit of more than $700,000 for the first half of the year.
One.
Storms rock central Kansas overnight. Thunder, lightning, high wind, some hail. No major damage or injuries. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic conditions out there right now looking fairly good on the Wichita roadways. We are starting to see some heavier traffic right now. Actually seeing some fairly heavy traffic on I-135 right around Kellogg, north and southbound at the moment. So watch for slowdowns in areas of heavy traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance for rain and a high of 81 degrees today. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 69. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 84, so cooling off a bit. Now cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour, 68 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:49. And taking a look at the Steve and Ted poll question, it's right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. What aspect of Wichita should our new baseball team highlight with its name? The River, 17%. Western Heritage, 25%. Other, 25%. That's very popular. Aircraft, 34%. And so far, we've had the River, and what is it, Ted?
I like
River,
Other.
River Riders, Rudders, or something. And then this, the one they trotted out yesterday, the 29ers.
They can't use the word the Keepers, right?
I don't know.
I thought that might have been owned by Black Bear Bosun.
Black Bear?
Or something.
I don't know. Anyway, there's the polls on our webpage, knssradio.com, if you would like to participate. Stocks.
I like that, Don.
Thank you.
Keepers, not bad. Stocks ended in the day in the green Wednesday.
Strong retail earnings propelling the broader markets. Nordstrom, Target, and Lowe's surprised investors with strong quarterly results, reflecting strong consumer sentiment. The Dow up 240 points, the S&P up 23, the NASDAQ up 71. Nordstrom shares jumping nearly 12% after reporting strong earnings, but revenues that missed estimates. The company crediting strong inventory discipline for the performance, and Target shares soaring 20% on strong earnings and revenue. The discount retailer raising guidance. Meanwhile, the National Association of Realtors said purchases of previously owned homes rose to a five-month high in July, further signaling consumer strength. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
6:51 now, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. A man who knows what he's talking about.
Oh, sometimes.
Handling student loan debt.
Yes.
Don, handle on.
I'm going to handle on. You're wacky. Student loan debt continues to create a drag on the financial lives of recent and not so recent grads. They're often putting off purchasing a home or a new car. Some grads are moving back home to save on living expenses so that they can feed those loans. Perpetual debt can also affect their health, unfortunately. The University of Nottingham in England published a study that concludes that people who struggle with paying off debt are twice as likely to suffer from mental health issues, depression and anxiety, and an increased incidence of heart disease. Hmm. Obesity, migraines, and accelerated aging induced by financial stress were also discovered in that study. What can you do? Well, if you have a high-interest private student loan, you should work to wipe out that loan as soon as possible. Private student debt often has higher interest rate limits than regulated federal loans. Shop those loans on the secondary market to try to find a lower interest rate. They're out there. Some people have a lot of consumer debt, and they hold a lot of cash. I don't understand why they just don't pay down the debt. In most cases, it's advised that you use the cash or investments to pay off the student loan. Now, it's not for everybody, just for some people. Another reason to pay off a student loan is, of course, if you nailed a job that creates more income than you need to maintain your lifestyle. In that case, there's really no reason to continue with that loan. Also, pay down the loan quickly if the interest you pay isn't tax deductible. If you do have a tax deductible interest payment, it may be prudent to maintain the loan and not rush to pay it off. If you invest your money and make more money off your investments than your student loan interest rate. Now, you may carry some very high interest consumer debt. If you have limited income, do a triage and pay the highest interest debt off first, then attack your student loans. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Don't know if I do. We're talking about student loans, and of course, I've got one grandson who's in college right now. And then my grandson, Luke, did I tell you about this? His new job at Dillon's out there? Central and Mays?
No.
Yeah, he's a new guy. He's kind of managing cart retrieval, among other things.
Wow, cart retrieval.
The other day, someone brought their little dog into the Dillon's store, and the dog pooped right on the door.
So the sliding electric track
that it comes.
So it spreads it nicely.
Yeah,
so like peanut butter.
They called Luke T over there.
And Luke handled it.
He handled it. And, this is not something he's done before. But, I've told him before, you'd be amazed how you wash your hands and that stuff goes away.
After a few days, yes.
That's a humbling experience for young kids to, I got to clean up somebody else's dog poop.
What it is, and it gives you character, and it helps you. Yeah,
we got our good
program
director Tony Dusing comes around every day and does the same thing for us.
But there's no sliding rails here, though. He just leaves it on the floor.
No, we leave it for him to clean up.
I thought it was the other way around.
No,
today he was doing a drive by.
National Tooth Fairy Day. There are two of them. They do one in August, and they do one in February, on February 28th, I guess because of Valentine's Day. I don't know. It's probably put up by the dentist or something, but this childhood favorite evolved with a group of healthcare fairies during the mid-1920s. The Tooth Fairy.
I cannot get the image of that Tooth Fairy movie with the big guy. What's his name? I can't remember. The character actor who played the Tooth Fairy.
John Goodman or somebody?
Similar to that, only you'd recognize him. I can't remember his name.
Did Tooth Fairy ever leave anything for you?
A nickel or something, yeah. Mm-hmm. And my daughters give me a bunch of crap for this, but I have all of their teeth.
Do you really?
I have all of their teeth. And what I did is I got like an index card and I marked which one, where it came from. And I like taped it on there. And they're going, Dad, that's bizarre. I said, if something happens and the police ever come in the house, they're going to find us and they're going to think you're like a murderer or something.
Yeah.
And you got all these teeth.
Yeah, teeth.
But I have it marked. I have the date. And then because I am frugal at times, I would give them $1, but I bought gold coins.
Huh.
Gold plated.
Well, the Tooth Fairy gave him $1.
The Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy. My first one, I remember the Tooth Fairy.
I donated it
gold
to the
coins
to the
from tooth the Tooth Fairy. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, they weren't solid gold. Okay. They were just the gold plated ones.
Yeah. Mm. I got a dime, and then no more after that. So I don't remember the Tooth Fairy giving my children any money for their teeth. But
God, I love the feel of when you had a loose tooth and it'd make that sound, the suction sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. The Tooth Fairy. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Coming up, the KNSS Morning News at 7 o'clock. A stormy night on the Kansas Plains. We'll be coming up at 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.